Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. Talking about being intentional with our time, there's sort of a multi-tiered approach that we can take towards achieving this goal of true intentionality with the way that we are spending our time. But the first step towards doing this is actually to think about and define what is important to you. So think about what you actually want to spend more time doing and what you want to spend less time doing. If you go into wanting to be intentional with your time, but you don't necessarily have a clear idea around what actually you want to be doing with your time and what matters to you, what you want to focus on, what your goals are, all of these bigger things, then you are going to find it really hard to define and to understand whether or not you are actually being intentional with your time. So the first step is to define what this looks like to you, define what is important to you, what do you prioritize. This can look like saying that you want to prioritize more time with your family, or saying that you want to prioritize more self-care time with yourself, because maybe you're in a season where you are really working on strengthening the relationship that you have with yourself. And by saying that you want to prioritize that self-care time or that alone time, you know that you are actively working towards the intention of, you know, again, bettering your relationship with yourself. So overall, just really look at the way that you are actually spending your time and just kind of figure out, like, is this something that actually matters to me? Is this something that I don't necessarily care for? And if it is, I would also even go deeper to ask yourself, why is it that you are spending time doing things that you don't care for? Are you doing it because you want to please other people? Are you doing it because you have created a habit in which you're spending time doing certain things? And now that you're looking at it and saying, okay, how am I actually spending my time? You're now like, wait a second, I really don't even like doing this thing anymore. You know what I mean? So really define what is important to you, and having a definition, having an understanding of, again, what is important, what you're prioritizing, what is less important to you, is really going to help us down the line when we start to take some other steps when it comes to intentionality with our time. So the second thing I want to talk about has to do with being present in any given moment in time. So a few years ago, I read a book called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, and I have talked about this book a few times on this podcast. I'm actually going to do a roundup of spiritual books that I have read, or just books in general that have really changed my perspective on life and helped me to grow as a person spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, all of the things. And that is coming very, very soon. I think I want to make it a podcast video hybrid. But I read this book called The Power of Now, and if you haven't read it, I highly recommend. This book really discussed the power of being and staying in the present moment and how important it actually is for our everyday experiences and our overall outlook on life. I know you guys have probably seen, like, the saying about the past, the present, and the future, but basically when you are thinking about the past, that is something that can cause a lot of depression or a lot of sadness, because it's something that you can't change, right? You may find yourself going back and thinking about the past and being like, damn, I regret not doing that, or I wish I did this differently, or whatever the case is. But the fact of the matter is that is a path that you have gone down. Out of all of the infinite possibilities, you made certain decisions, took certain, you know, leaps, did whatever, and ended up having that past, that specific past. And that's something that unfortunately can't be changed. And when we're thinking about the future, we are thinking about something that can cause a lot of anxiety, because it's something that is pretty much unknown to us. While we know the steps that we want to take, and while we know the outcome that we want to have, and I apologize if you guys all of a sudden hear the rain, it just started downpouring all of a sudden here. But hopefully it's a nice little background ambiance if you can hear it. But when we're thinking about the future, future, it can cause a lot of that anxiety, right? Like I said, we don't know everything that's going to unfold. And if we have an idea, or if we have a prediction of how we want things to unfold, we often don't have the timeline. And that's where we have to rely on things like divine timing, knowing that what is good for us, what is the best for us, what is the best outcome for the highest good will occur. But again, we truly don't know what is going to happen. And so remaining in the present is truly the only thing that can cause us peace, that can bring us and deliver us peace. Because in the present, you do have some control. In the present moment, you can feel your feelings. In the present moment, you can take certain actions. You can do whatever you want to do. As a thought pops up, you can follow that. You can feel things. You can sort of experience the moment. And I've always found myself in the present moment where I am experiencing something that I have always wanted to experience, or something that I'm so happy to experience. I found myself really trying to soak everything in, looking around, trying to grasp all the details, making sure I sniff really hard so I can remember the smells, because scent is really, really powerful for memories. So like listening, what can I hear? What can I taste? What can I touch in this present moment? How can I truly enjoy it? Because it's all we actually have, right? It's all we actually have. And once that moment is gone, we don't have it any longer. We can have the memory of it, but even with the memory, there's so much scientific proof that our memories themselves aren't necessarily infallible, because we don't really remember things exactly how they've happened. And every time we pull up a memory, our memory of the memory changes. It's sort of like this, like, what is it called? Like the box within the box within the box within the box, because every time we think about it, our mind sort of creates a new detail or remembers something a little bit differently. And so even our memories themselves aren't fully correct. Even our memories themselves don't truly encapsulate the moment that we once experienced. And if we're ever thinking about the future, we can't truly have a memory because it hasn't happened yet. So again, the present is literally all we have. And so when we're talking about being intentional with your time, be present in any given moment. If you're going through something, if you're experiencing something that you absolutely enjoy, soak it up. Look around. Make sure that you are, you know, really, really being present. And I know that in our, you know, current day and age, that means things like putting down your phone. Like, I love to take pictures and videos too. And I was talking about going to the Arboretum with my mom this weekend, and I took some pictures and I took some videos, but then I kept reminding myself, like, okay, put the phone down and enjoy this. And I will say, you guys, I had so many plans to like vlog while I was doing things here, and I found myself leaving my camera behind on pretty much all the days so far, because I really wanted to soak in the experience. And as much as I do love vlogging to have a memory of something, I also really wanted to just be really present with my mom in the moment and not necessarily feel like, oh my God, I gotta pick up the camera and record this, and I have to pick up the camera and record that. I wanted to see it with my eyes. I wanted to touch it. I wanted to be there in that moment. And on the flip side, if you're going through something really difficult, also be present in that moment. I know with difficulty, it can become really easy to want to bypass it, to want to go past the hurt, to not want to feel it because it's hard. Of course, it's hard, and who wants to feel the hard things? But they also say that with hardness and, you know, things that are difficult in our lives, we have to go through them, right? We can't go around them. We can't bypass that pain, because if we do in some way, it will come back even worse. We're always going to have to experience that in some way. And so go through that, feel it, experience it in that moment, but know that there will be a day when you look back on that and you'll say, wow, like, look where I came from. Look what I got through. Look what I was able to survive. Look where I am now, thriving, right? And this is my past. This is what I came from. So be present in the moment is such a beautiful part of intentionality and living your life and spending your time with intention.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
So one of the biggest things that we have to understand when it comes to intentionality of the way that we spend our time is that being busy and being productive are not the same thing. Now, I always like to ask people and also ask myself, this is one that I ask myself a lot of different times throughout the day, the week, and the month, is am I taking action with intentionality and with focused direction? It's one of those things where you can be running, just like all over the place with no direction, and in 30 minutes get nowhere. But if you are running with focused directions, you can run for 15 minutes and get to your goal destination. Now, I feel like that's just a random example of running. I literally do not run. Well, I do sprints, you guys. I don't like long distance running, but you guys get the idea that focused intentionality, having a clear direction, having a clear purpose, vision, end goal, etc., is literally what's going to help you actually do things in a productive and focused manner versus if you are just trying to stay busy. Having a packed calendar, having a packed schedule, not being able to enjoy your free time, not being able to rest is not the goal. And I think as a society, we have this way of like really trying to make people feel like being busy is the goal. You know what I mean? It's like, if you're busy, if you're packed, if you're always doing something, then like that makes you feel like you're someone, because it makes you feel like you're doing a lot and it makes you feel like you're very, very accomplished. I feel like in the movies and TV shows and whatever, like we always see the super successful people, like they're on their Blackberries. Yes, they're Blackberries, because this is circa like 2002 Hallmark movies, but they're like on their Blackberries and they're so busy and they can't talk and they're running all over the place. I feel like we've just really glamorized the idea of busyness. And I do think that the pandemic has forced a lot of people to slow down. There are a lot of things in life that force people to slow down, but we saw collectively that the pandemic forced a lot of people to really look at what they were doing with their work, what they were doing with their time, and were they actually being intentional? Were they doing something that truly made them happy, like lit them up, actually felt like it was part of their greater purpose? Or were they just feeding into the mass idea that busyness equals success, when that may not necessarily be true for any one individual? You might not find that when you are busy that you feel successful, that you feel happier. You might find that you're the most happiest when you are simply spending time intentionally, when you are simply resting, when you are hanging out with your friends. Again, going back to the idea of what is important to you? How do you actually want to spend your time? With something like this, it is also really important to define what productivity looks like to us, because at the end of the day, what a productive day looks like for me is going to differ than what it looks like for you. I have different responsibilities. I have different goals. I just have different things that I'm working on than you do. So the way that you define a productive day for yourself, an accomplished day, is going to be very different than the way I define mine. So ask yourself what a productive day looks like. And again, make sure this is super aligned with the priorities that you set up at the very beginning, the things that are important to you, the way that you want to spend your time. If again, you know, you want to prioritize self-care and spending time with yourself, maybe a really productive and an accomplished day on a Saturday or Sunday or even a Friday looks like you being able to have an hour or two to journal. Maybe it looks like you being able to set aside time to be by yourself, to think, to, you know, go over your day, to draw, to practice your, you know, your skill, or to practice a musical instrument, whatever that looks like to you. So just remember, being busy doesn't mean that you're being productive, and busyness isn't the end goal. It's really important to set boundaries around the way that we spend our time. And even more so, it's important to learn to get comfortable with saying no, especially saying no to certain plans when you already have an intention set for how you wanted to spend your time in the first place. And this definitely gets harder the older that we get, because we have more and more responsibilities. We're all balancing a lot more things, juggling a lot more things, like trying to figure out the way to best spend our time and how to prioritize the different responsibilities and things that we have in our life. So, you know, it may look like you trying to split your time really evenly between yourself, your career, your family, your spouse, your kids, your dog, right? And there are so many different things that we want to balance and juggle, but there are only 24 hours in a day, right? If we're, again, thinking about time in this way, and of course we are for the sake of this episode, but there are only so many hours in a day and only so much of you that can go around before you are tired and you feel pulled in way too many directions. And so again, going back to that main priority list, right? If for you, you set an intention around spending more time with yourself, maybe when someone asks you to hang out on a Friday night and you have been super tapped out with a bunch of social activities throughout the week, you say no. And I know this can get into FOMO, the fear of missing out and feeling as if like, okay, if I don't go to this party or if I don't go out with this friend, I'm missing out. I'm not going to be able to hang out with the girls. I'm going to miss like all the tea that's happening at the bar. I'm going to miss all the things. I do believe it's important to honor that promise that you made to yourself around like, I want to spend my time in this way on Friday. I want to do my face mask, or I want to sit and read my book, or I already have these plans. And true friends will understand if you've already set plans in place, even if, you know, your plan seems to be you doing nothing. Like, you doing nothing, you just hanging out with yourself is still important, especially if it's something that you have prioritized for yourself, and especially if it's part of a promise, a bigger promise that you've made to yourself. So saying no can get really uncomfortable. I think it is hard just in general. Again, we are not really taught how to say no early on. I feel like we're taught to people please in many different ways. I do think that saying no gets easier over time. So the more that you practice saying no, the more that you practice asking people to reschedule, the more that you practice just sort of choosing your priority list over the here and now and the fun thing that's happening in this moment, the easier it does get. So definitely learn to set those boundaries and know that saying no to other plans to choose to do nothing by yourself is absolutely okay. And it's just you practicing self-care. One of my favorite things to do is to reflect on how I've spent my time in any given day, week, or month. This is something that I love to do with my goals, my manifestations, basically anything in life. It's really, really powerful to have a period of reflection, because when you have set an intention to change something in your life, to implement a new habit, to work on a relationship, to try something new, there's going to be that moment where you are doing, and you're sort of like in the weeds, like in the thing, getting things done. But it's always really good to kind of come up for air sometimes and look around and be like, okay, what have I accomplished? Like, how have things changed? Like, how am I doing? How do I feel? This is basically a really good time to check in with yourself and to have sort of a pulse check on like what's going on and where you are and how you feel about what you're doing. So set a time to check in and to reflect regularly. Again, that can be every single day. That can be every single week. That can be every single month. Maybe you incorporate it into your journaling practice. That could be something that's really fun and already built into a habit that you may already have instilled in your lifestyle currently. And the idea is just to really reflect on whether or not the original priority list that you set, are you honoring that? Are you actually spending time doing the things that you love? Or are you spending a lot of time doing things that don't make you happy? And if so, how can you change that? So it's sort of a full circle moment with where we first started when it comes to talking about intentionality of our time and talking about how we are spending our time. But now we're sort of at the end where we've been able to put into practice some of the things that we talked about in this episode. But now we're checking in with ourselves and we're seeing how has this actually gone in practice. I will say that one of the biggest things when it comes to reflection is to go into it with an open mind and not a judgmental one when it comes to yourself. Because again, this is something new. And especially when it comes to changing our habits, changing the way that we spend our time, which is one of our biggest, if not our biggest assets, it can be easy to change things like over time, right? It's like you're doing a lot of different things. And if you're trying to change like every single aspect of your life at once, you might find that it's just really, really hard and you're not actually creating any change. You feel like you're just spinning, you're feeling very overwhelmed. So allow yourself to go into this again with a very open mind, not a judgmental one, and one where you're able to ask yourself these honest questions and truly listen to yourself and figure out whether or not this is working for you and what you can do, what you can change and what you can implement in order to make it something that is working for you and feel as if you are being way more intentional with your time and prioritizing the things that make you happier. My loves, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope that it gave you something to think about, something to ponder. If you enjoyed this episode, definitely let me know on Instagram. Please leave a review wherever you are. And I appreciate you so much for being here, my loves. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love this show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.